When students at LKSD went on spring break last March, they expected to come back to school in a week. They haven't been back in their classrooms since. The transition to remote learning was less than smooth. Some parents complained about the paperwork packets their children were receiving instead of instruction. In the last school board meeting, Superintendent Dan Walker, who's retiring this July, told board members next year has to be different.
Something's got to give from what it was like this spring. It was less than ideal.
Assistant Superintendent Kimberly Hankins, who will be taking Walker's job, says it's likely students will be able to go to school in person this fall, but not all at once.
One group of students attends school Monday, Tuesday, and is doing remote learning the rest of the week. Another group attends school Thursday, Friday, and does remote learning the other days of the week. Or it could be a half-day scenario where one group of students is in person in the mornings and does remote learning in the afternoons and vice versa.
Hankins said the district would take precautions to protect students and staff. Everyone would be required to wear a face mask as well as maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Students would mostly stay in the same classroom. Although she says school days with half the students is a most likely scenario, Hankins also says nobody knows how the COVID-19 pandemic will progress. If the risk of the virus dwindles, it's still possible the school will open all the way up. And if the pandemic worsens, the schools may close their doors completely to students like it did this year. Hankins says the district is preparing for all three possibilities.
So that we can fluidly move between low, medium, and high risk.
Superintendent Walker promises a better remote learning experience next year, too. He says students will be able to send and receive files with their teachers and teleconference with them via Zoom, all without using any of the students' internet data. The school district is working with GCI to set up a private network in all of the district's 28 sites. He says each student's family would likely have a separate modem to connect to this private network. Walker said the private network will be ready before the next school year starts. GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside confirmed the company is working on the project with LKSD and other rural Alaskan school districts, but said details are not ready to be publicly released. Walker said when students in rural Alaska don't have access to digital content in a way their peers in urban areas do, that creates an equity issue.
This is an effort to bridge that gap. It may not fully level the playing field, but it's a huge step forward compared to where we were.
LKSD will be paying GCI to set up the private network from the $2.8 million the school district received in CARES Act funding. LKSD is also spending the CARES money on personal protective equipment for students and staff and on salaries for extra teachers if classes need to be split up to a smaller, safer size. Walker and Hankins said the final key to remote education will be training teachers and students to work in this new environment. The outgoing and incoming superintendent said last year the coronavirus caught them off guard, but this year the district is more prepared. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.